Hello, this is Dr. Pamela Noel again with Health and Wholeness. So today is going to be our second video, and it's basically a follow-up of the first video we made back in April of 2024 on my talk about HIV, the human immunodeficiency virus. And so during that talk, I mentioned that there's currently no medication that cures HIV. There's currently no cure for HIV, but I do have one patient, Orlando, who has been cured of HIV. He has not been on any antiretroviral therapy since December 2022. And so we have a whole video series on his journey with God and what led him to be completely cured of HIV. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Pamela Noel again. And it is with great pleasure that I have the opportunity to introduce you to one of my precious patients with whom I consider a friend now. Mr. Orlando Colon, and I wanted him to have the opportunity to give you an idea of his life and where God has taken him over all the years that he has been walking with God. So Orlando, go ahead and take it away.
Yes. Good morning to everyone. My name is Orlando Colon. I'm 64 years old, and I'm very proud of Dr. Noel, who's giving me the opportunity to express myself, help others, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I just want to make a little story about myself. The experience that I have with Dr. Noel has been amazing. I totally recommend everyone to hear my story because it's full of a lot of positivity, things that happened in my life when I was on the wrong way and path to hell. Now, God put me on the right path for 8 years, the last 8 years, and I'm been feeling much better than ever in my life. Thanks to the help of Dr. Noel and professionals, doctors, I'm the man that I am. I was a very promiscuous male, but the life showed me that it wasn't about that. It was about loving my God, because I've been loving Him since I was a kid, because that's what I learned at home. And at the age of 34 years, I had something in my tongue, and I went to see a doctor, and she told me that I need a labs, and last they were about HIV, which I never thought that I'm gonna have it, but I did. I became positive for HIV back then when I was 36. So all I asked God was like, please let me leave, because I have a mom with Alzheimer's disease and I wanna help her. So thanks to God, which listened to me as always, because we always have the power to create that connection with God, to know who we are. We're not alone. We have Him. He helped us to survive our crises, no matter what. So thank you so much for the invitation of Dr. Noel to introduce myself to you, to everyone here, with all my respect and emotional feelings. I want to show you a little bit about my story. Being HIV positive when I was young, it was really depressing, stressing, but the love that I have with God was more powerful. It put everything away from me, except my love, my compassion for others, which I did. I helped a lot of other guys, other women with HIV positive, call it AIDS, which there was nothing else to do, just knowing that they were gonna die. So I have my story, and I wanna let you know who I am, what happened, how it happened. I was very young, I was very confused about things in my life, but my mom always gave me advices, and those advices I carry them until today. Be respectful with your body. That's your temple. When we lose our respect for our body, we not longer loving God anymore. We lust. We're giving him, the bad person, the devil, the power to guide our life. Amen. Let's stay away from it, because it's there to hurt us, and we not allow to accept that. We have to be strong. We have to be decent. We have to be respectful to others, and our body is our temple. So when I was detected, they started giving me medications, and I was very competitive about the diagnostic they gave it to me, because I read and I always focus on what was going on with my body, how I get it, what I did, did I deserve it? No, so many things that I questioned myself, but at the end, I accepted, and I said, well, this is the way it is, but you're never gonna focus on something else, just God. That was my power, fully a stronger love that I had before my mom, my dad. He was the number one God lesson in my life. So today, after all I've been going through, I had to say that I'm negative. I no longer have HIV positive. I'm not into any encounters with others, and I've been avoiding to get into temptation with others. Person that, like the same equal person like me.
Same gender.
Same gender. So I'm sorry if I just confused what I'm saying, but my English is not that good, but I try to do my best. That will help me.
Yeah.
So I want to let the doctor tell you a little bit about me, because she's been the angel in my life. If she wouldn't be there for me, I wouldn't be here for you to send you this message, which is very important to listening, because it has a professional message for you. So hear what she's going to say about me.
Yeah, so what I have to add is just a reminder for people that it doesn't matter what the world says. There's no cure for HIV. There's no cure for AIDS. If you're HIV positive, you're going to be on medications for the rest of your life. And so what's important in Orlando's story is that he's my only patient who's off of any antiretroviral therapy. He's on no HIV medications, and he's been HIV negative for over a year. December 2022, I think, was the last time he had taken HIV medications. And so what I remember about his story that's unique is that throughout the journey that we've known each other for about 10 years now, I met Orlando in 2014. And so he was just like any other patient where, you know, HIV positive, you're going to be on medications for the rest of your life. He would come in like any other patient every 3 to 4 months. We do blood work, your HIV is undetectable, CD4 count, which is your immune status as an HIV patient, was good on the medication. And then throughout our journey together as, you know, patient, doctor, which now we're friends, or brother and sister, I should say.
Yes, amen.
He started to express his disgust with his lifestyle as a homosexual. And so most of his adult life, Orlando has been in relationships with men, but throughout the years that we've known each other, God started to tug at his heart, and he would express to me that he feels so much hurt, like he's hurting God. Like he would come to my office in tears, basically saying how, oh, you know, I was with this man and I feel so bad about it. I know it's not God's. Well, that was years ago. And so little by little, we started to pray together that God will remove that desire that he has for the opposite sex, even though he didn't want to be with men, but that attraction, that temptation was there, and he would fall into it from time to time. But the desires of his heart was to please God and to not live that lifestyle anymore. And so for people who say, if you're born gay or if you're homosexual, you're going to be like that for the rest of your life, Orlando is a testimony that God has the power to overcome that temptation. And that was the grip that the devil had on him, was the fact that he was attracted to men, even though he didn't want to be with them. And so we prayed for that. And over the last few years, he has no desire to be with men. So then once that desire had been lifted, then we started to pray that God will deliver him from HIV also. So God delivered him from the lifestyle of homosexuality, the stronghold of sexual sin and perversion. But then we started to pray that God will release him from that virus as well. And so we prayed for that. We met, I don't know, I think it was sometime 2022, we met outside of the clinic. And so we prayed and prayed and prayed. And Orlando, you know, he felt free that same day. I don't know if you want to tell that part of the story or not. But he felt really free, like something had lifted out of him. And so even though it was December 2022, so December 2022 is when he took the last medication for HIV, but we prayed together months before that. So it took months for me to be convinced by God himself that we need to stop the medications. And so finally, December 2022 is when Orlando was officially off the medications. And since then, he just had blood work earlier this week. We're in the middle of May in 2024. He had blood work May 2nd, I believe, 2024. And since December 2022 and May 2024, HIV viral load has remained undetectable off of HIV medications. And so God is faithful, because he said in the word, by his stripes we are healed. But you have to make a commitment to follow his ways, to humble yourself before the Lord, and to live according to his will, right? God said, if you want to follow me, pick up your cross and follow me. He's not going to heal people who are living for the devil. If you want to live for the devil, you're going to stay sick, because that's what Satan does. But Jesus heals, and you must make a commitment to follow the ways of the Lord, to give up on your own way, and to follow him faithfully. And so that's why God rewarded Orlando by healing him completely of HIV, and God can do the same for every kind of sickness that exists, not just HIV, but any illness, any chronic illness that the world says there's no cure for. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That is what Satan uses to keep God's people in bondage. But if you are committed to following the ways of the Lord, the chains will be broken and you will be set free from whatever sickness that the world says there's no cure for. So that's the message that we want to bring to people, to know that Orlando is living evidence that Jesus is the cure and that the word of God is the truth. So I don't know if you want to have any, do you have any other comments to add? Or?
According to the doctor, everything she say, totally agree. But she was the compassion. She was the person who really pushed me, like in a good way. She pushed me through God to think about what I was doing, what I did, what I don't do. I was asking myself so many questions about it, but she was the God angel. He sent it to me to say, stop, that's stop. I stopped living the outside world. It was about God, myself, help from my best doctor, because I had a good doctor, but no one like Dr. Noel. One thing that I'm going to say, God lived in Dr. Noel's life, for sure.
We are currently now in May 2024, and since December 2022, which is about 1.5 years, Orlando has been HIV viral load negative, undetectable, while being off of any antiretroviral therapy. His CD4 count has gone up from the 500s, 400s, and now to over 600 while being off of antiretroviral therapy.
God sent me an angel. If no, I wouldn't be here right now, sending this message to everyone out there. All I ask you, please, take care of yourself. Have compassion for others. Love others. And if you know someone is going down the hill. Help them. Don't ignore helping someone, because I know that Tonoya is very proud of myself doing what she had to do, because she do her job with love, with compassion for us. Please never stop talking to God every day, every night, because He's the only powerful God that help us to survive this world today, because this is not easy way to live our life. We living in sin every single day, but we can be distracted out of it without doing any contact with another person, no matter who is, no matter who are. Stay away. Just live for God. That's the best you can do, because nobody else will help you. Nobody will be there for you when you have any health problems. The first thing that comes in my mind is God. And I pray, I cry, I do everything, but thinking that God will help me and protect me. Yes, so I'm sending this message for everyone out there to believe in God, that God never gonna lie. He never gonna make your mind thinking that it is true or it's not true. It is true. God is the living God, and that God sends messages to others to help us. Amen. Never, ever think that God is not there for you. No matter how hard will be your life, if you're losing a house, if you're losing money, if you have nothing to eat, if you just pray to God, and God will provide you everything. But pray from your heart, from here. Don't say, God, no. Focus, think about God's names, His compassion, and He will provide you everything, especially health, which is the best thing we can have, health. Mm-hmm. Be healthy. And I feel healthy. I'm HIV negative now. Why? Because I had the help from someone that has compassion for others that don't know Him. And God guide her to help us.
So thank you again for listening to Orlando's story, and I pray that it encourages you to never give up, to have faith only in what God says, to put your heart and your mind in and everything about your life. So we thank you again for joining us, and we're asking you to continue to end the faith, knowing that God is faithful to all who believe in Him. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This is Orlando's
negative.
Negative.
Negative, and I stay negative. I'm being living my life out of anything that you can imagine. All I do is talking to God every day and night, and that's a happy life. No one can live happy in this life if they don't have God in their heart. Amen. Love you guys. God bless you. For the families out there, take care of the children. They're the future. Yeah. And they're good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was good.
I got so nervous.
Even throughout this journey with Orlando, he would still come to the office with other sexually transmitted infections, including chlamydia, for example, which means he was still engaging in sexual activity with people without protection. And so throughout my journey with him, over time, he started to experienced remorse, and he was being convicted by God that he was living in a way that was not pleasing to Him. And so without me saying anything, you know, that's not my job to bring things up like that to patients, he would start to say things like, you know, I hate the fact that I'm with these guys. I don't want to be with them anymore. I don't know why they keep tempting me. And so he started to become convicted of living a lifestyle outside of the will of God. And so we started to pray together, and I was praying that God will remove that desire that he had for his attraction to men and all that. And over time, he became less and less interested in having relationships with men. And now he has no desire to be with men, to have sex with anyone, actually. So throughout his journey of learning about God and forgiving his enemies, Over time, Orlando started to change as a person, and the way that he viewed life became different. So Orlando was like any typical patient who would come into the office, would review his blood work, refill his medications. And then at some point in 2022, you know, God put it in my heart to rebuke that virus and see him be healed. I've never done that before. And so after we prayed together that day, it took me months to actually take him off the medication because I've never done that before. I have been practicing infectious diseases for over 10 years now. I have never taken a person off their HIV medication. So I did that in 2023. It was December 2022. So since December 2022, Orlando has not taken any antiretroviral therapy. And I was very afraid that, you know, his virus would go up, and it never had. And so the great testimony that he has is that, you know, as a physician, we can't cure HIV, but God, who is the great physician, who says by his stripes we are healed, he did take up the cross and died for our sicknesses and our sins, right? The Bible says he bore every sickness on the cross, and that includes HIV, and he defeated the enemy, which includes infirmities and viruses, infections, and all that. And so one of the prescriptions that Orlando took from God, who is the great physician, is obedience, right? Is obedience. And we're going to learn what are the prescriptions that God provides us as our physician for us to take to see healing, right? So so we know that Jesus is the great physician. And in medicine, we have something called non-compliance, which means that having a prescription in your hand in and of itself is not enough, right? You can't just have a prescription and think that's going to heal you. You actually have to take your medication for it to work. And so what Christians do is we believe by faith that by his stripes we are healed, right? But a lot of people don't see healing. And the reason is that we don't actually take the medication. It takes an act to actually take your medication. It's not just to believe it will work. You have to actually take the medication in faith that it will work. And so that is a demonstration that you actually believe that this medication will work. And so what God showed one time is that just like physicians give out prescriptions, God himself, who is the great physician, Jesus, who is our great physician, he also has prescriptions for us to take so that we may be healed completely. So one of the prescriptions that Orlando had to take was the prescription of confession. So we're going to go to James 5:15. According to James 5:16, it says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. So it doesn't say to just pray, it says to confess your sins. And so Orlando had to come to terms that his way of living was sinful to God, and he had to give up that lifestyle, repent of his sins, turn around and listen to the voice of God and follow him. So those were the prescriptions that God prescribed for Orlando that he took seriously. And for the 10 years that I've known Orlando, it had been a step-by-step process that he had to go through in turning away from the lifestyle of sexual sin to follow God completely. So another prescription that he had to take was listening to God. So Exodus 15 verse 26 says, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, obeying his commands and keeping all his decrees, then I will not make you suffer any of the diseases I sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. So in the Bible, God wanted to be the physician for his children, but the prescription that God gave to his children was that they listen to his commands and obey him, right? So it's not enough to just believe, because even demons believe, is what James said. We must believe and actually obey the words of God. Listening to God and following his instructions is a prescription that God, Jesus himself, prescribes to his patients. So the last verse we're going to look at is two verses in the book of Proverbs, which is the book of wisdom. Proverbs 3:1-2 says, my child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years and your life will be satisfying. So God says that it's storing his commands in our heart is what gives life, right? And so if we have a medication and we refuse to take the medication, which means if we have instructions from God and we refuse to obey it, it's the equivalence of a non-compliant patient who has a medication prescribed by their physician and are not taking it. So how well will that patient do in life? Not very well, right? So again, in Proverbs 4, we're going to look at verses 4 and 16. It says, my father taught me, take my words to heart, follow my commands, and you will live. Verse 13, take hold to my instructions, don't let them go. Guard them, for they are the key to life. The key to a long life is to hear the voice of God, to listen to his instructions, and obey them. Those were the prescriptions that Orlando had to take for the last few years of my taking care of him as his physician to see HIV completely healed. As a human physician, we don't have a cure for the virus, but because Jesus said by his stripes, we are healed, right? That he took away our sicknesses and our diseases when he died on the cross. But that revelation comes to people who are obedient to following his will. So faith without works is dead, right? Believing without obedience is worthless because even demons believe, right? So the prescriptions that Jesus, who is a great physician, provides us as written in scriptures are the key to having a long life, despite what the world says, that there is no cure for certain diseases, but Jesus is the cure.